Today is the last Sunday in the church's liturgical year. And you might have noticed that on the front of the bulletin that it is known as Christ the King Sunday. This marks the end of what we call ordinary time, which in the church means that since Pentecost Sunday, we have not been celebrating any major season like Lent or Advent, but instead have been living out our Christian faith and the meaning of Christ's resurrection in our ordinary, everyday lives. So today, we end the year on a high note as we recognize Christ's sovereignty and remember his role as king over all creation. With this in mind, then, we might think that today's gospel would include stories of miracles or healing, or at least depict some positive event in Jesus' life. After all, we are speaking of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But instead, the center point of the gospel is the story of Christ crucified. And that's puzzling. This is the King of creation. We have countless stories of Jesus, and this is the one we read on the Sunday of Christ the King. But then, if we think about it, this is precisely the reading we need to hear. Because over and over again, all through the Gospels, Jesus reminded us that he was not the kind of king that the world expected. He did not have an extravagant lifestyle. He was not surrounded by servants. He was not intent on acquiring power, land, or wealth. And he certainly had no interest in going to war with his enemies. Instead, he was a poor, wandering teacher surrounded by poor, uneducated men, who was intent on changing the world by preaching faith, hope, love, and trust in God. So it was an inauspicious start to a truly remarkable kingship. And it is this scene of Jesus hanging on the cross that helps form the foundation of our faith. For who else would willingly suffer and die for the sake of the world? And who else has the power to love us through our very human weaknesses and give us the hope of eternal life? Well, none other than Jesus Christ, who is to be the King and the ruler of our hearts. So, as we celebrate the reign of this very atypical king, we might stop and consider just how this kingship affects our lives. Because the very idea of king does imply some sort of rule and authority. It does mean that there is a greater power that is to have something to say about how we live. And since Jesus is such an unusual king, it stands to reason that what he might request of us would be unusual also. And sure enough, if we take a look at his teachings, we see that this is true, because Jesus said, love your enemies, don't judge, show compassion, love your neighbor, don't worry, love God, have mercy, visit the sick, feed the poor, be generous, show gratitude. Give to those in need. Be humble. Forgive. And forgive again. And that list goes on with all sorts of instructions that sound anything but royal and certainly not very easy. So the irony continues. For just as we have the King of creation dying on the cross, so too do we have his life and his teachings exemplifying a humble servant instead of a mighty king. So So we are caught between our concept of an earthly king versus the reality of the life of Jesus Christ, in which power didn't matter, success in human terms didn't matter, and certainly wealth and fame did not matter. So with all that considered, how do we even call him a king? Jesus certainly doesn't fit our expected mold. Which all makes it no surprise, then, that we struggle with following his example. Because Christ's teaching on how we are to live rarely fits in with our own human pride and ambition. And as a result, we find his path a difficult one to follow. So we may acknowledge Christ as king, and we express belief that Jesus is the Son of God. But a lot of it's just lip service, as we make our own plans and work out our lives in ways that just feel good to us. Because a life of humility, sacrifice, service, unconditional love, ongoing compassion, and absolute forgiveness is, in reality, very tough to live out. And the truth is that this whole following Jesus thing, day in and day out, is a difficult path to take. So, it makes sense that we should often stop and think about our faith and honestly evaluate where we stand in relation to Jesus Christ. Where is Jesus in our lives? Is he the king and ruler of it all? Well, that'd be pretty hard, wouldn't it? Well, then, is he a wise teacher who we listen to and sometimes follow? A little closer. Or is he just a nice guy who we visit occasionally on Sundays? And so the bottom line is this: where is Jesus in your life? In the lead as your primary role model and example? Called in times of trouble? Consulted on an occasional basis? Or barely present? Many years ago, I had a Bible study teacher who told us that we all needed to regularly do a throne check, meaning that we had to stop and see who was on the throne of our lives. Was it Jesus? Or was it us? Or was it money? Or prejudice? Or selfishness, or greed? What was on that throne? And depending on what we found there, we needed to pray and intentionally work to get ourselves back on track in our relationship with God. So on this Sunday of Christ the King, we all could take some time to indeed then do a throne check and see just who, or just what, is in charge of our lives. We need to recognize what drives us, what motivates us, and honestly consider just how much time and how much importance we give to God. And this is particularly important in our present day as we work through the divisiveness and the tension left over from a hard-fought election. Because no matter what the outcome, Christ is still king. No matter what happens in the next 4 years, Jesus will still reign. And as his followers, we will still be expected to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We will still be expected to seek and serve Christ in all people. We will be expected to respect the dignity of every human being. And we will still have to do the hard work of ordering our lives around the expectations of Jesus Christ, our King, our Savior, and our Redeemer. Because we are called to make this world a better place, a place filled with the values and the generosity of spirit that are the hallmarks of the kingdom of God. And we are to love and respect each other in spite of our differences. So let's all check out that throne, and let's be honest about who or what is on there. And then let's do the work necessary to make sure that Jesus is the King today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.